Tall Oaks, written by Chris Whitaker and read by Jeff Harding. Jerry sat in his dark room. It wasn't really a room, more of a closet, a big closet on the ground floor next to the kitchen. The house was too big for them, had been even when his dad was alive. Jerry's great-grandparents had built it. He rubbed his stomach. It hurt. His mother had never been a good cook, but since she got sick, she'd gotten even worse. She forgot recipes when she was right in the middle of cooking them. Then she added ingredients that really didn't go. Tonight she had cooked him sausages, though they were charred on the outside and frozen solid in the center. She liked to watch him eat, hated it when he didn't finish everything. She'd baked a pie, too. Apple and something he couldn't quite place. He was afraid to ask what it was. A pint of what he'd thought was custard to pour over it had turned out to be cheese sauce. Dad used to love her pies. He was big. Mom, too, though neither as big as Jerry. He looked at the photographs splayed out on his desk, some of Lisa smiling, some of her frowning, some where she didn't know she was having her photo taken. He picked up his favorite, taken on Valentine's Day. Max had taken her to Yosemite, and they'd stayed in a log cabin. To the untrained eye, it was a fairly unremarkable photo, but Jerry stared at it, sometimes for hours on end, lost in her eyes. He could see something in them. Kindness, maybe. Something that made him want to hold her, to love her, and for her to love him back. Max didn't know Jerry had made copies for himself. He would have been mad. But Max didn't even like printing them. He only did it because Lisa made him. She liked to put them in albums. Jerry didn't ever take copies of the really private ones, the ones where Lisa wasn't wearing many clothes, even though a part of him wanted to. He just copied the ones that Max probably didn't linger over, that Max probably didn't think were special. He heard the bell. Though the sound was nothing more than a tinkle, Jerry heard a clanging so thunderous he fought the urge to place his fingers into his ears. He stood, switched the light off, and closed the door, then slowly made his way up the stairs. He walked into the bathroom and opened the cabinet, taking out three candles. It was Monday, and Monday meant sandalwood and ginger. He set them down in a line along the edge of the tub and lit each in turn. Then he ran the water. He poured in the bath oil, geranium and orange, and watched it turn the water cloudy. He swirled it with his hand, wetting the sleeve of his shirt as he did.
Jerry?
He walked into his mother's bedroom.
Hi, Mom.
She stared at him. He walked over to the window and closed the drapes.
Are you feeling any better today?
He asked.
No.
The tumor was aggressive. He knew that much. She wouldn't let him go to any of her appointments. Said he wouldn't understand anyway.
Did you take the pills? The new ones? All of them? I don't know why they make them so big. I'll choke one of these days. And the pain?
She shrugged.
Are you praying for me like I asked? Yes.
She reached out. He took her hand.
Ready?
He said.
Ready,
she said. He helped her stand. Her feet were swollen, her ankles vast. Together they panted and wheezed toward the bathroom. She dropped her robe. He looked away.